Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Because he's worthy, in Jesus' name. I'm going to go straight into prayer because the Bible said prayer changes things. And we know that God is the ruler and creator of all mankind and every element that's in the earth realm, amen, as well as the world itself. So, Father God, amen, as we come before you, humbling ourselves, knowing that God, amen, you can do everything but fail, I'm asking that you would move by your Spirit, Lord God, that you would strengthen your people today, amen, and give them the joy and peace, amen, for the season, amen, of your Son, Jesus Christ, being born, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In a manger. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this birth, amen, because it was a supernatural thing, amen, and also we thank you, Lord God, for him dying for us, amen, because, amen, on that cross he travailed and birthed forth, amen, the last generation, Father God, amen, that would go in and would be, amen, a part of your great army, amen, the spirit being, amen, thank you, Jesus. So, God, we ask you to move in the name of Jesus, amen, upon your people, God. They are calling upon you from day to day, asking you, Lord God, for help and direction, Lord God, for healing and deliverance, God. And, Father God, we know that you can do everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to take, amen, and move by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, stir up and tie up and root up whatever Satan has tried to, amen, bring, amen, into the lives of your people. And we ask you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would touch lives today all over the world. Lord God, send forth healing as we praise you. Send forth deliverance as we praise you. Send forth, amen, hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Restoration as we praise you. And Lord God, while we are worshiping you, my Father, toward the holy temple, amen, of Jerusalem, God, and in our churches and homes, and Lord God, wherever we might be, Lord God, if it's driving down the dangerous highways, my Father, I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch their lives in the name of Jesus. Set them free, God, in Jesus' name, because you are the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus. No man can come to the Father except by you. I'm asking you, Lord God, to magnify yourself today in the name of Jesus. Let your word go forth like never before. Strengthen us where we have been weakened, God. And Lord God, tear down every stronghold in the mind, in the name of Jesus. Tear down every yoke that the enemy has tried to yoke us up in Jesus' name. For Jesus, you clearly said in your word that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, God. Lord God, and we understand that you have no respect of person. Lord God, you love us all, Lord God. As we call upon you today, God, be with us through the weekend, God, because this closed the finite of another week, God. And I pray that we close it in victory, God, in your name, Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, to deliver us from all manner of evil men and all manner of satanic work in in the name of Jesus. Be it witchcraft and hoodoo and voodoo and divination. Be it hex and vex and all unclean spirits. Be it left spirits, my God. All that unrighteous spirits, God. Spirits of doubt, amen, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to move them out of our lives in the name of Jesus. And keep us, Lord God, amen, from the one that had the wicked hands, God, that would go around trying to do a violence to your people, God. We bind up the demons of death today, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every snare, Lord God, that's been hidden for us, and every card that's been laid for us in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord God, you spread your net of salvation. You spread your net, amen, thank you, Jesus, and protect us, and Lord God, lift us up. He kept your shining Messiah out of every trick and trap of the enemy in Jesus' name. For you are our God and our healer. You are our supplier, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to cast down imaginations, Lord God, and every high thing that won't exalt itself against the knowledge of you, my Father, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ, so that we can stand forth and rebuke the devil and tell him those are not my thoughts, because our thoughts supposed to be on you, Jesus. And Lord God, I'm just like the woman with the unjust judge for your people today. Because Lord God, she cried many days, but God, you let her know, amen, through that unjust judge, Lord God, that he would, amen, take vengeance out on her enemy. Take vengeance out on her enemy today, God. Send the angels, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they might go before us and stand at Abioshaya Messiah, outside with their, amen, their weapons full out to destroy satanic works in Jesus' name. I bind up these old princes in the name of Jesus, and I bind up, Lord God, their strategies, amen, in the atmosphere and the stratosphere and the troposphere. In Jesus' name, I bind up every warlock, God, in the name of Jesus, and all these old astral projection demons and all of these old demons that want to come in and try to hinder your will in Jesus' name. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, God, and Barack Obama and Joe Biden today in America and all over the world. We need you to saturate us with your love, God. We need you to saturate us with forgiveness, God. In the name of Jesus, praise your name, and I bless your holy name. And Lord God, I give you all honor and glory in Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch those that have AIDS, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Those that have heart problems, those that have all kind of venereal diseases, those that have sugar diabetes, amen, those that are going through, amen, a manic depression, a Down syndrome, those that have autism, in the name of Jesus, those that have, amen, Lord God, a need for a heart transplant or a kidney transplant, in the name of Jesus. Those that are needing to go to church and don't know what church to go to, I'm asking, Lord God, to heal those and order those steps in Jesus' name. I pray for every pastor and teaching evangelist today, that you would touch their hearts, and every prophet in the name of Jesus, that you would get the glory out of their lives, because we're truly living in the last days, God. Let the wages of sin be knocked out of our lives, and the truth reign in Jesus' name. Bind up every trick and trap, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that our own people job, God, Lord God, that are in their homes, God, and Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, would you hear my prayer, my Father, amen, in the name of Jesus, and let me pray the prayer of righteousness, because you said the effective prayer, prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm asking to move by your spirit, Jesus, and touch these people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them bring forth the word and truth, God. Don't go no more, shine no more, sire. Let them stop, Lord God, from singing no more, shine no more, sire. Let them be condoned.
Messiah. The Kedibio Shana Messiah. That are robbing your people, Lord God. Let them be stopped, Lord God. And let them know that all souls are yours, God. But the soul that's in it is surely with our God. Send the balm of Gilead to heal the sin sick soul. Send forth righteousness today, Kedibio Shaya Messiah. For, Lord God, we need you in this last days, God. Lord God, lend your Moshana Messiah. Lend your ears to our prayers, my Father. And Lord God, help us, Lord God, as we travel up and down the dangerous highways. Because it's the holidays, Lord God, we need your traveling grace. And Lord God, let us be able to, amen, go, amen, to our destination, Lord God, and return back home in peace in Jesus' name. We rebuke Satan in Jesus' name. We rebuke his lies and his schemes and his plots. We rebuke every inward thought, amen, and cast down, amen, every inward thought in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord God, to heal our conscience and our minds from evil thoughts in the name of Jesus, and let our imaginations flow in the will of God. And Lord God, we give you praise, Lord God, all on and all the glory, Jesus, all the praise, Lord God. I make my boast in the Most High God. I thank you, Lord God, for doing what you're about to do. And Lord God, I'm moving, amen, by your glorious, amen, power in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord God, to get the glory out of our lives, God, my God, in the name of Jesus, because you are our Lord and Savior. You are our deliverer that delivers our souls from, amen, all manner of tricks and traps in Jesus' name. And Lord God, that set the oppressed free in the name of Jesus. Now I ask you, Father God, to arise by your Spirit, God. Arise by your power, God, and get the glory out of our lives. And there's nothing like you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we'll praise and bless your holy name. I pray for Blog Talk and those that are on the radio station. In the name of Jesus, amen, that you would give them a blessed life in Jesus' name, and hope, amen. Thank you, Jesus, because we are your sheep, and we're the sheep of your pastor, my Father. And I ask you, Lord God, to carry your Mosiah, to send Jesus' blood to heal us, God, in every area of our lives. And Lord God, be that rock, Jesus, for us, and any of Mosiah. And Lord God, be that he carry your Mosiah. Keep cornerstone for us in Jesus' name. And Lord God, let us stand, amen, with our souls, amen, attentive to your will. Turn us, Lord God, when we need turning. If you turn us, Lord God, we turn. Remove and rebuke every unclean spirit, every famine, amen, that's in the land. Lord God, we know that famines will come. We know that recession, amen, has hit every generation. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, but we curse the powers of Satan, and we command his works to go back to the abyss, in Jesus' name, because he is a defeated foe. And we ask you, Lord God, to let us draw under the water, out of the well of salvation, where trueness truly lies. In the name of Jesus, let your angels, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, trouble the water for us, in Jesus' name. But Lord, not only that, we don't need the angels, amen, to trouble the water as much as we need Jesus to step in into our lives. Step into our situations, Jesus, and turn it around 100 degrees. And we'll praise and bless your holy name. And we'll give you all the honor and all the glory. I thank you, my Father. I praise you, my Father. I worship you, my Father. I bless you, my Father. Amen, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just thank God, amen. I'm excited, amen. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll go a little bit further.
Bye.
Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon, amen, and praise God, amen. There's nothing, amen, that I wouldn't do for God, because he has done everything for me. And his son Jesus did the ultimate when he died on the cross for me. We are nearing Christmas, amen, and this is a season, amen, for us to just literally rejoice and thank Jesus Christ, amen, for coming into the world on our behalf, because it was pre-planned. It was foreordained, amen, for him to come, amen. So he even knew of his coming, amen, before we did, amen, praise God. It was prophesied throughout the prophets, amen, and the prophets gave an accurate prophecy concerning our King, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to give a shout out to Prophet James, amen. He comes on Blog Talk, and Prophet Morgan, amen, who comes on Blog Talk, two great men of God. Amen. I thank God for them. I thank God for, amen, a lot of people that I can give a shout out to: Patricia Davis, Clement Burris, amen, April, Melville Irwin, amen, and Keaton Terrence Irwin, amen, and Gwen Youngblood, and Rita, amen. Lord, there's just so many of them. Robert, and oh, praise God, Angel and Amanda and, Lord Jesus, it's just so many of them. But, amen, all of those that are on a Blog Talk that listen to my program, amen, I'm back, and hopefully I'm back for good as far as doing my scheduling and stuff is concerned. I've had computer problems, amen, but God has fixed it. So I just give a shout-out to you guys, and wish you a Merry Christmas. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to speak to you today, amen, concerning the thy kingdom come, coming out of Matthew 6 and 10. Amen. And the millennial reign of Christ. Amen. Our focus should be on the kingdom of God and its coming. Jesus has literally established that, amen, through his New Testament teachings. Amen. He told me in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 7, he said, as you go, preach the kingdom of God is at hand. And then, in Matthew 6 and 10, he spoke about the kingdom of God coming. If he hadn't spoke about it, amen, that wouldn't have been a significance, amen, in the urgency, amen, of the kingdom of God coming. So, amen, when we listen to the word and begin to adhere to what God is saying, amen, we can get a clarity of what's getting ready to come in the earth realm now, amen, and what has already been foreordained and prophesied. All we're waiting on is the manifestation of it. Amen. So when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he told them to pray to the Father in this manner. Matthew 6, amen, chapter, starting, amen, at the 10th verse, it says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Knowing how to pray effective prayers was important, amen, but the kingdom to come was, amen, and is literally the greatest importance other than the birth of Jesus Christ, amen, and his death and resurrection for us, amen. Thank you, Jesus, in the earth realm. Oh, yeah, we have had miracles and great events to occur, but this that Christ brought into existence in the New Testament, amen, literally gives us the clarity that we do have a God. We do have a king, and his kingdom must come. And then Jesus, amen, amen, is coming back, amen, in the millennial, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the reign of Jesus Christ, amen. And he's going to reign on earth 1,000 years, amen, praise God. But then he has let us know that there is a new heaven and a new earth. So don't keep your focus on this earth, amen. What did Jacob say? He said, we're just pilgrims passing through. Amen. So we have set our affection on the things that are in the earth realm that has no validity. All of the things that Solomon said is all vanity. It's all going to pass away. Amen. And so we're building up on something that's temporal when we should be building up on something that is eternal. Amen. And that's the kingdom of God. Amen. And his son, Jesus Christ, reigning forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus knew the importance of God's people being able to enter into his rest. So the kingdom had to come. It literally has to come in order for us, amen, to be able to relieve, amen, our weary souls, amen. There is a rest for the people. God spoke about that. The birthing of Jesus was very important, amen, a very important event that had to occur in order for God's people to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. We clearly understand that flesh and blood would not enter into the kingdom of God. Now we have, thank you, Jesus, to accept the fact that we were housed in a temporal tabernacle made by God's hand via Adam. Amen. This temporary state had to soon be dissolved, and the spirit man had to take its rightful place. Amen. It was lost when Adam sinned. The lower nature had to go back to its habitation, amen, which is the earth, amen, to the ground. And the spiritual man had to go back, amen, to the Lord God Almighty. The only way that this would happen was that he had to be made manifested through generations and the genes that would possess the correct DNA for the image and likeness of God to, amen, appear in us. Christ was born in Bethlehem to a virgin named Mary, and she brought forth her firstborn, amen, son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2:1-51. During the years of his life, Jesus' focus continually stayed on the will of God. Amen. We have taken our focus on the will of God, amen, and put our focus on trying to please man. At the age of 12, his parents went to Jerusalem to the feast Passover. Amen. After the feast was over, Mary and Joseph started home, and amen, and they looked for Jesus and couldn't find him, amen, in the crowd that would, was traveling with them. Eventually, they returned back to Jerusalem after 3 days' journey, only to find him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening and asking questions. We fail to do that. We don't want to go to Bible study. We don't want to do nothing. We don't want to be in the midst, amen. Some of us don't even want to go to church. Some of us, amen, don't understand the value of being in the midst and fellowshipping and learning the word of God. So later, amen, he asked his parents, he literally said, "Oh, why is that you sought me? Did you know that I must be about my Father's business?" We don't. We don't want to be about our Father's business. We want to be about everything but, amen, what the Lord has literally appointed and purpose for our lives. Later in years, he was baptized by John the Baptist, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son. You, amen, I am well pleased." At the age of about 30, he began his ministry. He was tempted of the devil and passed the test. He preached the word, forgiveness, sin, healing the sick, casting out devils, and fulfilling the law of Moses. He didn't come to the earth because of a fleshly king that the people wanted, amen, to make him out of. But he came to earth being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The devils knew who he was, and they feared him. Still all, amen, and all, he promoted a kingdom life, amen, that could only be obtained by the spirit man, the new birth, the new organism. A kingdom life, saints, has to go into a kingdom, amen. Praise God. Rebirthing, amen, before it enter in, amen, and then is able to obtain that kingdom life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us hear the mind of God. Amen. The birth of Jesus Christ brought in a new generation of people. Amen. His genes brought forth a new organism of people that are born of the Spirit and not of the flesh. By us repenting for our sin and acknowledging Jesus as our Lord and Savior, his blood sprinkled on us caused us, amen, to become a new organism, a generation of people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Christ's genes and his blood cause us to become a spirit being. This is a spiritual manifestation of saints. Amen. It's a supernatural thing. Amen. The spirit man is the last organism, a generation of people that will be born in the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that has already taken place. Amen, is still in operation. And pastors need to start teaching about spiritual development instead of trying to teach on how to enhance, amen, the things that are around them to please the flesh. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In the book of Isaiah 53:1-12, as we focus on verse 8, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. Who shall make known explicitly his generation is what God is saying. And I said to myself, our pastor, prophetess, evangelist, Barbara Ann Burris, make it perfectly clear that the last generation was birthed forth by Jesus Christ. And in this essence, the spirit organism, amen, of the new generation, amen, is manifested, amen, it appeared. I also declare that Christ's generation is getting ready to come to the fullness so that the millennial reign 1,000 year can come. Amen. The birth of Christ and his death brought in a new generation of people. Amen. His genes flowing through our bodies brought forth, amen, a new organism, a new generation of people that are born of the spirit and not of the flesh. Amen. You need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you've been in the flesh much too long. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The old Adam was of the flesh, and he perished because of sin. The new Adam, amen, is of the spirit. Amen. And being, amen, a spirit is alive forevermore. When Christ taught the multitudes, amen, and his disciples, amen, he most often spoke about the kingdom of God and how it was like unto a parable. In this instance, we will use the word similar to these for the word like, amen. Instead of using the word like, we'll use the word similar to these. The prophet said, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Thank you, Jesus. In Psalm 78, 2, it states, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. These parables were built up consisted of the spirit life and the spiritual laws that were given in order that we would learn how to remain a spirit man and become as a kingdom, amen, people of God, amen, God's children, amen, and to explain what Satan did to God's children at the beginning of creation. You see, our flesh controls our lives, and Satan controls the flesh, and the spirit, amen, until salvation comes into our life. There isn't anything good in the flesh, so God had to develop the soul and the spirit man so that we would live and not die. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I just praise God right now. He said, all souls are his, but the soul that sinned shall die, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Tell us that, amen, it literally tells us that the flesh and the spirit, amen, man was contaminated. Amen. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Amen. We don't want to live a holy life. We want to live a raggedy life. Amen. Women my age are out there still trying to find a boyfriend and a husband and a lover and think they doing all that and think they are all that and a bag of chips. But the Bible said a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead while she yet live. And those that are out there, that women supposed to be examples, amen, to the young women, these age women, as well as, amen, the bishops and the pastors and apostles and teachers and evangelists. They're going out there doing and committing most sin and getting in the priest and literally, excuse me, getting in the pulpit and telling everybody what they're doing, amen, and not manning, amen, that they're going to have to give an account, amen, to God for everything that they have done, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us of the first mention of the forming of the new organism, amen, this generation, and it was in Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 15, and chapter 4, verses 5, amen, and 4. The reasons for this was that Satan had tampered with the gene. So the Lord said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. When Satan began to resurrect himself, amen, and stand up in an upright position, amen, then you need to literally cast him back down. You need to rebuke him because he's coming in with deceiving spirits, amen. All of these old demonic spirits, these friendship demons, these fellowship demons, these family demons, all of these demons that come to you in visions and dreams, amen, and try to influence you to follow behind his satanic works, amen, in order for you to fall. Amen. That's why it's good to know the Lord. It's good to know the Lord, amen, and know how to tap into God so that you won't make a mistake. I have almost, amen, made mistakes because, amen, I wasn't able to discern a thing because Satan had literally destroyed my discernment. Amen. But the Holy Ghost kept me from falling. I was at the very verge, amen, and it wasn't doing anything as far as going out there trying to get a man or do anything or have sex with somebody, but it was in the dream of deception, amen, and deceptions, amen, are literally lies. And Satan would come to me, and amen, in prophecy, or somebody would prophesy something to me, amen, and it would be a falsification, and I would literally try to run behind that, amen, and end up, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost helping me, I would end up being shipwrecked. But then the Holy Ghost would pull me back in by my reins, amen, and order my steps and show me, amen, the correct way, amen, in order for me to stand. So, amen, on your belly, amen, God said, you shall go, amen, and you shall eat the dust all the days of your life, amen. Satan has no power, amen, but that you allow him to have. And I'm telling you, saints, don't let him in, because if you let him in, he's going to want to take over everything. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, amen, and you shall bruise his heel. Then in Generations 4:25 and 26, God showed the evil that Satan had done to God's creation. If you read the scriptures, God will never, amen, acknowledge Cain in Adam's generation. Why? Because he wasn't of Adam's offspring. Amen. One of the first born to both parents are recognized as heirships. He was accepted as Adam's firstborn, but he was in all actuality, amen, the son of the wicked one. By Satan's evil deeds, God had to form a new organism, because the first organism, amen, that Adam had literally, amen, he had fallen from his position with God and in the earth. Adam's spirit man took the lower nature, amen, and the same characteristics, amen, of the flesh, amen. It had desires that the flesh had. It lost all authority, amen, to rule and have dominion. And Psalms 8 will literally tell you that we're supposed to literally humiliate Satan. We're supposed to talk about him as he is nothing but a dog. He crawls on his belly. He cannot resurrect himself, amen. And if he resurrects himself, there's a spirit of deception there. And if you look, amen, and literally can see in the spiritual realm, you don't see a two-legged man walking. You see a snake walking, amen. And you need to rebuke him and cast him back away from around your children, your finances, your home, amen, and your marriages. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The birthright was taken and authority was given, amen, to Satan. Amen. It was literally gone from us. Amen. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, amen, thank you, Jesus, had literally, amen, caused a havoc in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have to understand that Adam was created in the image of God, Genesis chapter 1, verse 7. Image was spoken of twice. The first image of God was that found in Isaiah 11, amen, and then in Romans 8 and 29, and in 1 Corinthians 15 and 49. We were supposed to remain, amen, a spirit man housed in the flesh, with the lower nature being subject to the higher nature, amen. After the fall of Adam, amen, God took counsel, amen, thank you, Jesus, of the evil that Satan had caused, and in his determination, amen, and in what he had determined, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, he had to intervene, amen, amen, to take the final outcome, amen, of mankind, amen. For, amen, their destiny was literally, amen, at risk. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It was literally at risk. Amen. His decision was to rebirth, regenerate. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Mankind's spirit, which is the simplest term in spiritual renewal. The spirit, amen, man being birthed through his son, Jesus Christ. Titus 3, 4, and 5 states, but when the king, the kindness, amen, and the love of God, our Savior toward us appeared, not by works of righteousness, which were, we have done, but according to his mercy, He saved us through the washing and regeneration, the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit that was on the inside of us, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should be become literally heirs according to the hope of eternal life. He birthed us forth. He gave us a blood transfusion. He gave us, amen, his birthright, and he took away our sins. Amen. He gave us his DNA so that when the angels pass over, they can see the blood of Jesus Christ on our bodies and not kill us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just like, amen, he did with the Israelites as they came, amen, before they came out of Egypt land. He healed all our sicknesses and diseases, but most of all, amen, through Jesus, amen, God gave his son that no sin, amen, thank you, Jesus, would be able to reside in us and would ensure our birthing into a non-contaminated state, even through, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus, what the enemy had tried to do to us. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And we are literally, if you look at the world today, we're living in a contaminated world. There's all kind of sins in the world today. Amen. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, homosexuality, everything out there to invite us to go in to think that it's a pleasurable thing. But literally when we come to the knowledge, amen, and find out, amen, it was an entrapment to cause us to fall, amen, throughout eternity. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Our physical condition was a mess. Our minds was corrupted. Amen. Our conscience was messed up. Our hearts was turned from God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Our will, amen, was controlled by Satan. Amen. And the emotions was focused, amen, on Satan, amen, and his desires. Amen. Because of what, amen, thank you, Jesus, had occurred in Genesis 3, God allowed Adam and Eve to live. This would have been a sentence unto death, and Satan knew this in Genesis chapter 2, 5, and 16, and 3 and 4. You see, God would not recreate what was already created. Instead, he caused a legal birthing to take place. Amen. Everything had to be legal. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And see, God, people don't understand that God, amen, has certain rules, amen, in heaven, amen, that have to be carried out in the earth realm, amen. And there cannot be any tampering, amen, into anything. It's got to be done the legal way because that's the way God has set it up. And God knew that Satan knew about this. And so what he did, he tried to find a scheme, a strategy, in order to come in and cause mankind to fall. Praise God. He literally reconstructed the genes, amen, the genetic composition of man, amen, thank you, Jesus, what Satan had contaminated. This was a secret process of God, amen, amen. For God said, the secret things are for God, and the things revealed were, amen, for mankind. Let us look at what genes are. Amen. They are the physical unit that carries the characteristics from parent to child. The genes are thought to be a certain nuclei and within a DNA molecule that holds a precise area on the chromosome. It is also capable of copying itself. In humans and other mammals, genes occur in pairs. Amen. They structure and regulate the way the body, amen, cells and tissues develop. 130 years after the birth of Cain and Abel, God caused Eve to conceive and birth forth Seth. Her genes had to go through a reconstruction to produce a pure race of people. He had to get the contamination out of Eve and Adam, amen, system, in their bloodline, amen. Abel was that one that Satan, amen, had killed, amen, through Cain. Amen. You see, genes are self-producing, ultra-microscopic structures capable under certain circumstances to give rise and fall to new characters, such as change being called mutation. Mutation means change, transformation, instances of such change, amen, a permanent variation through any generation, a change in genes potentially capable of being transmitted, amen, to offspring. Yes, Eve genes had to go through 130 years of transformation so that a pure race of people could evolve. Also in Genesis 3, it tells us that God gave Adam and Eve herbs to eat, amen, instead of flesh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. At the beginning of creation, we wasn't geared, amen, and allowed to eat, amen, flesh, but we were allowed to eat herbs. Life in the blood, amen, thank you, Jesus, and blood was in the flesh of all animals. And if they ate that animal, they would take on the same characteristics as that animal. That's why you see so many people that are sick with all kind of sicknesses in their bodies. Amen. They're eating, amen, food that, amen, are literally contaminated. Amen. And these foods, amen, get into that system, and then they begin to act, amen, and react to the same things that was in those animals. Amen. The herbs work as a cleansing agent as well. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, 13 and 15, God told Satan what was going to happen with him, amen, for doing this evil to Eve. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Satan understood that the composition of humans were lower than the angels and that Eve was not knowledgeable of the capability of Satan. He was a beguiler, a seducer, a manipulator, and an influencer. Amen. We are walking around today, amen, with this devil, amen, influencing our life on every hand when we should literally be influenced by God. Amen. One of the things that Sarah had did, she had told Abraham to cast out the bondwoman and her son because he's not heirs to, amen, to the promise. Amen. So what Sarah was literally saying, say, get rid of him and her because they are, amen, they are a problem. They will create problems, amen, in the future. And we have that problem with Iran, amen, the Arabs today, amen, what they are doing, amen, concerning the Jews, amen. So we, Satan knew that the tree of knowledge of good and evil would cause the spirit man to lose its leadership. Amen. We, amen, are a kingdom builders. We are a kingdom child. And so we're supposed to walk in kingdom principles, amen, and not take the lower Adamic nature. Amen. It would cause the flesh to become lawless. It would cause Adam and Eve's discernment to be destroyed. They could no longer discern what is the difference between the good and the evil. Isaiah 7, 14 and 8 and Ezekiel 42. 4 and 23. It literally left them without a shield of protection for their souls. Amen. The spirit man, amen, houses the soul. Their minds would not retain sound reasoning and logic. Their conscience was seared with a hot iron, making them think evil all the time. You know what Paul said? He said when he tried to do good, evil, it was always present. There's always an evil thought that would come up in his thoughts, amen, and he would have to fight that off in order to do the will of God. Their emotions were now enslaved, subject to control by Satan so that they no longer could resist him. That's what Satan don't want you to do. And all that you do, resist him. I don't care how many times a day you have to resist that thought. I don't care how many times a day you have to, amen, endure, amen, endure, but resist the devil. Because if you resist him, he will flee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The only attachment to God that Adam had was, amen, at the beginning of creation. Satan was there, amen, God, and he now lorded over them. He tormented, amen, forcing them to do evil. And when they refused, amen, the torments would get worse. He forced their spirit man to sin against God continually. It became literally lawless. He told them what to do, amen. This is what Satan did. How to live, amen. And had sex with Eve whenever he wanted to. This, amen, and this, amen, conception, amen, brought forth Cain, amen, and it wasn't Adam's seed, amen. It wasn't the son of Adam, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Eve was already impregnated with Satan, amen. Thank you, Jesus, seed. And God, amen, had, amen, to see this evil. It was a sad thing, amen, back then. It really hurt God. And I'm telling you, I don't care who, amen, is listening today. If you don't have Christ in your life, amen, you literally hurt God, amen. You got to resist this devil because that hurt God. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. Amen. God had to place two trees, and he had literally, I'm going to tell you this, amen, he had literally placed two trees in the Garden of Eden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of knowledge of, thank you, Jesus, the tree of life, excuse me, the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. The tree of knowledge and good and evil carried a bacterium, amen, in it, a bacteria in it, a chemical that causes disease to enter into Adam and Eve's body, amen, amen. And, you know, you hear about people, my family had heart disease, and it's passed on from generation to generation, amen. Well, that's the way that bacteria, amen, was. It would pass from generation to generation had not God had worked out a scheme, a device, amen, through his wisdom and in his infinite power to stop this demonic, amen, I don't know how to call it, this demonic attack upon God's people. The bacteria could not be seen or detected with the natural eye. You would have to use a microscope to see it, and back then they didn't have microscopes. This chemical, it literally went into the blood and messed up their genes as well as their hereditary traits, amen, that would be carried from parent to child. The biological term for us is organism. Amen. We are organisms. Our genes, amen, and its composition were tampered with by Satan, amen, through Adam and Eve. God had to do, amen, thank you, Jesus, a reconstruction in order for the spirit man to become into his existence. Amen. Organism means life form. We had lost the hereditary traits of God, amen, through this deception. This evil that Satan did would allow him to become Lord over the world and mankind. He would now be called the God of this world. Adam lost all spiritual and human rights, amen. Thank you, Jesus. This was literally, amen, Satan's first attempt to form a one-world government. Isaiah 14:12-20 and Ezekiel 27:28. Satan wants to form a one-world government, and that will never happen. Amen. He lost the battle, amen, at the beginning of creation. When God, amen, he literally lost it, amen, when Jesus Christ literally died on the cross, amen. When God confronted Satan about his wickedness, amen, and how he had deceived Eve, God set forth a law as well as for mankind, amen, to abide by as well as for Satan to abide by. This was given to help curtail evil as much as possible. God specifically confronted Satan in the Garden of Eden and told Satan that he would get vengeance on him, amen, thank you, Jesus, and over his evil trap. Legally, God had to bring to pass a person that could overthrow, amen, Satan, and give us our birthrights back, and that was Jesus Christ. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This person had to possess a totally undefiled spirit that would not yield to Satan. Jesus never was tempted, amen, by Satan to the point that he would cause, amen, a sin to come up in his life. But he was a sinless, amen, Christ. Then to obtain legal heirship of mankind and to the earth in reference to inheritance, amen, he had to be born, amen, of a spirit. So Jesus was born in the earth realm, literally, amen, as a human being, but also as a spirit man. Jesus had to be completely and totally in every area. Amen. You see, a spirit can defeat another spirit. So he had to be totally, amen, and complete in every area. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because a spirit man, your spirit man is the only one can whoop Satan. And yes, you do have to fight, amen, some of your battles, amen, in the spirit realm. Thank you, Jesus. Mary had to carry the right gene and DNA so that when the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, she would be literally, amen, impregnated by him, and Jesus, amen, would be born. Amen. And this would ensure a change in the composition, amen, without defect. There was no defect in Mary. There was no defect in Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Holy Spirit was able to impregnate Mary so that the Holy One could come forth. Throughout the years, Satan has began to move upon, amen, kings and having them, amen, to kill out the firstborn males of the Jews, amen. This was another one of Satan's plot to cause, amen, his seed to infiltrate the world, amen. But God, amen, literally destroyed his purpose, amen, amen, from the beginning when, amen, Pharaoh had killed out all the little babies, amen, all the way up to King Herod, amen. Amen. Satan had devised to do this evil. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the kingly priesthood was, and amen, and is a pure race of people. Amen. He would birth forth the new organism, amen, the spirit man, and the last organism, the last generation that will be born, amen, in the earth realm. This generation would be the one equipped as a spirit being capable of doing warfare, fighting against Satan in every aspect to protect God's children, amen, to be preachers and prophets, evangelists, etc., amen, to go in and intercede as prayer warriors, amen, and to help Jesus at the battle of Armageddon, amen. Saints, we're looking at, amen, the millennial reign and the coming of Jesus Christ, amen, and he's coming soon, but I tell you this, no man know the day nor the hour, so don't speak, amen, that Pastor Barbara Burris, amen, told you that Jesus is coming back tomorrow. You would be telling a lie. So I'm telling you to leave this and keep this in focus that there is not but one God, amen, one faith and one baptism, amen. And his name, amen, thank you, Jesus, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, Adonai Elohim, the I Am, amen, Jah, amen, he is, amen, he is our Jehovah Nisi, our Jehovah Rophi, he is the only God, and he is the only wise God, saint. Grab a hold to this word and understand, amen, Jesus, amen, is the reason for the season, amen, thank you, Jesus, and we praise God, amen, for him being our King and our Lord and our Savior. Have a great weekend and a wonderful, 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 amen, time with the Lord today. God bless.